This is Digital Story Podcast number 803, August 10th, 2021. Today's theme is I Left My Bag Behind. I'm Derek Story. It was about 8 p.m. when I was standing in the Best Western parking lot somewhere off Interstate 5. I was staring into the cargo area of the car that contained two suitcases, a cooler, but no backpack. Where the hell is it? I said out loud. At that moment, I didn't know. This was the first night of a four-day road trip. What happened next is the topic of today's TDS Photography Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. So somewhere along the line, I had read and even seen television commercials about us being out of practice for going anywhere outside of our radius that we've been, you know, running around in a circle for the last 18 months. And I used to laugh at those things, thinking, oh, yeah, come on. When the time comes, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. So the time came, and clearly, I was not ready. I was not ready. I left my entire backpack, you know, the backpack that I carry all the time, no matter where I'm going, you know, whether it's on a road trip or I'm going to the office or wherever I happen to be going, I have that backpack with me, has my camera gear in there, has my laptop, my iPad, microphones if I needed, headphones, you know, just all the stuff I need to do my thing, regardless of where I am. And that backpack was not in the car when I left for this road trip. Now, you may be wondering, how the heck did that happen, right? How the heck did that happen? Well, it's because I did things out of order. And any photographer that is worth his or her salt knows that you always have to be very meticulous about where you put things. You put them in the same place every time, because if you don't, you're going to misplace it or forget where it is. So here was the deal. I was going down south and I was visiting my mom for her birthday. We have a little family thing going on there. Everyone's vaccinated. So we're having a little family thing. And one day a week, instead of driving the electric ID4, I drive the Audi A3 because, you know, it's a great car and I want to keep it in good shape and all of those things. So the day of the week that was right before I left was the Audi day. So I take the Audi, I'm at the studio, and I have my mom's gift there, and I have some other stuff. And I'm just putting everything in the back cargo area of the Audi. Well, the Audi isn't as big in the back cargo area as, for instance, the VW ID4. So my backpack, instead of going into the cargo area where it should have gone, where I put it every time I go anywhere, I put it in the back seat behind, you know, my seat where I sit on the driver's side. Get home, I'm unloading the cargo area, it's time to go. We're, you know, really on this tight schedule to get out of town. So I take everything out of the cargo area of the Audi and I put it in the other car, you know, which has a nice big cargo area. And I'm, you know, making sure the cat has its food and making sure the windows are locked and making sure the gas burners are off, you know, all that kind of stuff, running around, and left the backpack in the Audi. Didn't even see it because it was in the garage. Left the backpack in the Audi, drive off, not even thinking about it at all, just driving off in bliss. Hey, we made it. Oh, we've got some traffic, yada, yada, yada. All I had on me as we drove off was my iPhone 10. Had my iPhone 10 with me. And that's what I use for navigation and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It fits in my pocket. It's nice. It's easy to carry. So I'm using my iPhone 10 and we had some traffic. That truck caught on fire on the side of the freeway. We had to do a side route, you know, all this kind of stuff. So we blow into our layover spot a little bit later than we had anticipated. It was about 8 p.m. and we were kind of tired and we were hungry, only to discover that everything closes at 8 p.m. other than the hotel itself. So there was no food. I did have a cooler full of fruit with me, Woohoo, I've been eating that fruit all the way down, so having more fruit for dinner did not sound like a great idea. Actually, finally, we discovered there was a McDonald's not too far away open and had McDonald's for dinner, which definitely wasn't my plan A. Anyway, so doing all this stuff, finally it's time to unpack. Open the back cargo area of the car. There are two suitcases. That's what's supposed to be there. There's the cooler, and there's nothing else. There's no backpack, none whatsoever. And I'm just standing there staring at this area. I'm in disbelief. I go, I have never forgot my backpack before. So I'm going, okay, where is it? Now you're starting to freak out. Okay, I didn't bring it with me. I didn't like leave it at McDonald's or, you know, all those things that go through your head. Well, I didn't do any of that stuff because it was never with me in the first place and I couldn't recall seeing it. So unpack what's there, right? Go to the room, and I said, okay, so I have the iPhone 12 Pro Max in there, I have in my backpack, and I have the laptop, so I'll do find my iPhone and figure out where this thing is. I go, I'm hoping it's back at the house. So I do find my iPhone, which I love this feature, by the way. Find my iPhone is one of the best technologies that Apple ever shared with us. And sure enough, everything shows up right where I left it. There at the house. So I know, okay, well, at least it's not lost, right? At least it's there at the house, locked up. So I'm not going to, worry about that. However, I had some cool things planned for this trip in terms of taking pictures because, let's face it, I haven't been out a whole lot lately. And I was looking forward to it. One of the things I was super looking forward to was this hike up to the Hollywood sign. I was going to do. I had a tour guide all lined up and everything, family member, take us up to the Hollywood sign. It's kind of a rugged hike on a hot day, but hey, the pictures are going to be fantastic. And all along I was thinking, this is what the iPhone 12 Pro Max would be really good for because it's got the ultra wide on there. It has that little 60 millimeter telephoto, and then I have the in-between. And I thought, all I have to do is hike with that in my pocket, and I am going to get some terrific shots. Well, I did not have that. I did have the iPhone 10, just like I had the iPhone 10 for everything else. So here's where we get to the next part of the story, which is how does a photographer do that really doesn't have the cameras that he or she intended to have along, right? And, at first I was going, am I going to be upset about this or am I just going to roll with it? And right away, I decide I am just going to roll with it. I mean, I talk about this stuff all the time about how good, our smartphones are and all that. I go, okay, now I am going to literally have to walk that talk, right? I'm going to have to walk that talk. So I had the iPhone 10, which has at least two lenses on it, so, but not the ultra wide. And it doesn't have Pro Raw and all that kind of stuff, but that's okay. Don't need it, right? And I said, I'm going to go ahead and do what I planned to do, which was post a picture every day on Instagram and then propagate it out from Instagram to my Facebook and Twitter accounts. So I said, well, I'm just going to do that anyway. Just going to do it now just with this phone. And the bottom line was, it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't that bad. Once I sort of got in the groove of it, it was fine. It was fine. Now, I was visualizing shots that I could take with my, X100V. I was visualizing shots that I could do with my Olympus converted to IR camera. Ooh, try not to think too much about that because I really have some great ideas for that. Try not to think about the ultra wide that I didn't have. I didn't think about any of that too much, but I thought about it a little bit, just a little bit. Like when I was standing there and go, wow, this would be a really cool IR shot. But I got through the whole thing. The posting on Instagram went well, all that stuff. Some of you saw the shots, I could tell, because I got some likes and all that. So then where I really started to notice the difference was things like not having my laptop to browse images and maybe work on them a little bit, or even having my iPad. Even though it's an iPad mini, it's really a great tool for image editing and, doing, web stuff. And so a lot of the work I had planned to do while I was on this trip because I stay up later than most folks and I get up earlier and all that stuff. So I usually have a couple hours a day to chip away at stuff. I couldn't do any of that. And one of the things that I had planned to do was the podcast, because I had recorded the podcast before I left. Hey, smart person. But that recording was in my backpack with everything else. And what I was going to do, I was going to edit it, you know, here and there while I had time, get it all ready, and then just, you know, throw the switch before I left on Monday and just, you know, have it published. And then I get home and I don't have to worry about anything. Well, that didn't happen because that's the one thing I cannot do on my iPhone 10 is edit the podcast and prepare it, especially if I don't have it with me in the first place. So what I had to do was get back on Monday night and we just came back as early as we could without compromising the trip. So I'm back about 8:30 p.m. Fairly tired. That's 9 hours on the road. Take a break. Made the mistake of having a beer when I was taking a break, and the Olympics were on. And I hadn't been able to watch the Olympics the whole time because no one had them on anywhere on the road trip, which to me was just craziness, but, you know, that happens. So I had the Olympics on, I had the beer, I'd been on the road. I had awakened about 4:30 in the morning that morning, so I was up even earlier than I normally am. This beer sort of settles into me, and suddenly I am extremely tired. I'm extremely tired, and I'm going, man, I've got to edit this thing and publish this thing. What did I do? What an idiot. What an idiot. So I had to kind of, you know, walk around a little bit. I took a little walk. I made some coffee, and I managed to get through the podcast and get it published and finally got to bed about midnight, a little bit after midnight. And I was going, I never want to forget my backpack again. So this is what I'm going to tell you about this experience. On one hand, yes, everything is fine. I had my smartphone. I always keep an extra charger in my suitcase. Very smart. So I was able to charge it. I had my iPhone. So the photography was okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd put it at a solid 6. I could have done so much better if I would have had my other tools, but it was okay. As far as getting the other stuff done, that was also okay because things like email and so forth were fine. They were just fine, not fun on just a smartphone, but they were okay. But then there were some things I could not do, like work on the podcast, like write. I can't really write the draft of my next Medium article on the iPhone. I mean, really? I mean, I know some of you can. I can't. I can do it on an iPad. Still not as good as a laptop. I love the keyboard on a laptop. So I'm going to give the rest of the work, it's not even a 6. It was more like a 5 at best. So the photography was a 6. Everything else was a 5. Now, in terms of, you know, just letting go and not worrying about doing work. Well, that was like a solid 8 or 9, right? Because suddenly it was out of my hands. There was nothing I could do about it. So I definitely, you know, was just a bit more chill. I loved my visit with my sister and my brother-in-law. Got to see some other family members. My mom, fantastic. You know, all of that was terrific. It was really good. And I would say that not having work with me probably enhance that part. So we're going to put, you know, the human interaction level at 8 on this, the other stuff at 6 and 5. All that being said, if I had a choice, rather to leave my backpack behind again or bring it with me, I'm choosing bring it with me because I can continue to work on the human relationships with my backpack, but I can't do IR photography or edit a podcast without it. In the future, I am not forgetting that again. This was a one-time deal. Inner Circle Perspective. How do you view Instagram these days? So I've been reading a lot about Instagram lately, and it all started when the head honcho for Instagram posted in a tweet, says, hey, we're not really a photography site anymore. We're now like a social media site or something like that. meaning that, you know, video is at least as important as photography. And he sort of inferred that it's more important than photography. And then everyone got their feathers all roughed up on this, and it was quite the kerfuffle, right? So that kind of got it on my radar because it sort of fell in line with what I had been feeling a little bit about Instagram already, the really heavy saturation of ads, for example, videos, you know, seeming to take precedence over still photography. Some of my photographer friends who used to post a lot were not posting as much. And I'm kind of going, what's going on here? Is this thing that I like, I think Instagram was fun. You know, is this thing that I like, is it going away? Have we ruined yet another cool thing for us? And so I wanted to know, you know, with our inner circle members, you know, these are the folks that are your peers, right? You know, they are from this community. They represent the different personality types and the different skill levels of our entire community. I just, you know, love working with the inner circle folks. So I said, I'm going to run a poll to them and I'm going to say, how do you view Instagram these days? And I had five choices for that. And I thought you'd be interested to hear what they have to say. So 13% of those who responded said that they love Instagram and visit it daily or more. So 13% still quite happy with Instagram. 40% said that they were once a big fan, but they don't stop by as often these days. So that was far and away the biggest response category. 47% once a big fan, but they just don't stop by as often as they used to. 8% have given up Instagram completely. 20% that responded never used it in the first place. And 12% said, you know what? It's complicated. See my comment. So I said, all right, that's cool. I'm going to share some of those comments right now. All right, so here's what they had to say. I visit daily, but I wouldn't use the word love. Can't love anything full of ads. And that was Thomas. Thomas, I know what you're saying. Dave had something really interesting to say. He says he uses the Grids application. I use the Grids application, G-R-I-D-S, on my Mac, which allows me to see my feed without any prioritizing by the Instagram algorithm. This allows me to see actual photography from the people that I choose. That's a very interesting comment, Dave, and I'm going to look into that Grids application because I find that interesting as well. Henry said, I was never a fan, but tried to post regularly. It seemed like a place to put images, but the likes never appealed to me. I've grown tired of it and have neglected it for most of last year and a half. I like Derek's online community much better. And Henry is in the workshops community. He's attended a couple of our online workshops. So he's in that Derek Story online with all the other workshop folks where he gets to share his pictures and we talk about them and all that stuff. And Henry, I agree with you. That workshop area is a lot of fun. So Lawrence said, I used to use it all the time when it was photography focused. But now that it's mostly about branding and marketing, I spend a lot less time there than I used to. That said, I still post photos so that my older followers can see my new work. And I think that's something that probably a lot of folks are in. They're not going to Instagram as much as they used to, but they still post there because they have sort of an Instagram family there. And they say, hey, you know, I'm still alive. I'm still taking pictures. Here's what I'm working on lately. Dell said, I enjoyed posting on Instagram regularly in about 2014 and 15, but the rise of influencers and TikTok type videos has killed the fun and meaningful use for me. Just another platform that doesn't meet my needs or wants. I'm in the process of going back to more regular use of Flickr because I find it more meaningful and interesting. And that was Dell. Okay, thank you all of our folks who commented. This is just a few, and we had many more. And what a lot of them were saying, a lot of the other folks on the inner circle were saying, that the Facebook influence has sort of dampened the party for them with Instagram, and that, honestly, they enjoyed it more before the Facebook takeover. In my case, I still use it because I can quickly post a picture there and have it propagate to Facebook and Twitter, which is really helpful when you're on the road, when you're traveling. And that's exactly what I did on this last road trip. I had the iPhone 10. I would take a shot with the iPhone 10. Then I would post it onto Instagram, put the caption and stuff, and then just, you know, move the slider so that it also go to Twitter and it also go to Facebook. It would all happen automatically with just one post. That to me is still quite useful. That being said, I'm starting to feel like an old fogey on Instagram because I only post still pictures, not videos. And who would have ever dreamed that photography would be an issue there? So there you go. That's the latest on Instagram from your peers here in the TDS community. Thank you everyone who participated on our Inner Circle site. I so appreciate it. New training course, Mobile Photography Image Management. Ah, that's kind of timely, isn't it? This is on LinkedIn Learning. Here's what they wrote about my course. What do you do with a plethora of photos on your smartphone after taking them? It's easy to have hundreds, if not thousands, of photos in your library, but it isn't so easy to back up and keep track of them. In this course, you get tips on how to manage your ever-growing mobile photography collections. And that's true. I really work on this. I use both an Android and an iOS device. I delved into several different backup and organizational methods. It was really a lot of fun. It's a nice little course. And if you just want to kind of get the wheels turning in terms of how do I better manage all this content that I'm creating with my smartphone, I think you will really like this course. Now, I have a link to it in the show notes, and it's on LinkedIn Learning, and it's called Mobile Photography Image Management. Cool little course. Fresh off the press, latest technology. If you're interested in thinking about this stuff and maybe, you know, upping your game a bit on your smartphone image management, I think you'll enjoy it. Peak Design Field Pouch version 2 review. It's nimble and it's nice. So I wrote about this a bit on Sunday, I believe. And when I first saw the Field Pouch from Peak Design, or the new version of the Field Pouch, I should say, version 2, I was going, man, I really like the way it looks. I love their stuff. It looks functional, but it might not be big enough. And so I got my hands on one. And I said, okay, I'm going to try this puppy out. Because I did like the idea of having something that's really compact and carried just what I needed. And as I discovered when I got it, and I'm really glad that I did get my hands on one, is that it is very handy. First of all, the pouch itself doesn't take up much room. You know, you can kind of scrunch it and just stuff it in the backpack. I just keep it in my backpack. Yeah, the one that I left behind at home, that backpack. By the way, I did not have the Field Pouch on the road with me either for that very reason. At any rate, I digress. So what I'm saying here is that, you know, you can have that pouch with you all the time. It has a really nice shoulder strap, but it also holds some key things that, especially during the summer, don't fit in my pockets. For example, I have two kits that I've been using the Field Pouch with, and I kind of rotate back and forth depending on what I need. The first kit is the photography kit configuration. With that in the Field Pouch, I can have either my Fujifilm X100V or my Olympus OMD EM10. And the Olympus is the camera I have converted to IR, but I have a hot mirror filter for it so I can shoot visible light photography with it. Super handy. Either one of those fit in the Field Pouch, along with my iPhone 12 Pro Max, and then accessories such as lens cloth, extra memory card, extra battery, all that kind of stuff. So all of that fits in this little pouch. And when you see the picture of it, when you click on the link in the show notes and see the picture of it, you'll know what I mean. It's tiny. And when you have it over your shoulder and with you, you can just keep it right in front of you, keep it close to your body so you don't have to worry. People won't even notice it. If you're wearing a jacket, it can go under the jacket and it won't even bulge your jacket. I mean, It's really a nice size. Now, I also have a Get Work Done kit with it. And this is what I used when I took pictures of it in the field. I was actually on the SMART train up here in Sonoma County. And in the Get Work Done kit, I keep the iPad mini with Apple Pencil. It fits in there, along with the iPhone 12 Pro Max. And then accessories such as lens cloth, hand sanitizer, mask, sunglasses, all that still fit in there. So the iPad mini plus the iPhone 12 Pro Max. And by the way, they have a zippered pocket inside. So the iPhone or whatever smartphone you have can go in that zippered pocket. It's all soft and liney and everything. Beautiful. And that keeps it separate from whatever else you have in the main pouch, which would be, you know, your camera or the iPad, whatever happens to be in there. And then they have all these other little pockets everywhere. Some are just the right size for SD memory cards. Others are just the right size for camera batteries or business cards. So they have all these little organizing features in there. It's really cool. Now, you can either use the shoulder strap, and that's the way I carry it most of the time. But you can also put it on your belt. It's small enough to, and they have these robust belt loops on there. And it's small enough where you can just put it on your belt if you want to carry it that way. And you can also use it as a bag within a bag. So for instance, if you just want an organizing pouch where you put little hard drives and things like that, put them in there, and then you can put it in a bigger bag, like a backpack that you maybe or maybe not bring with you on a road trip, that kind of thing. So it has all sorts of functions. I really liked it a lot. It's $45. They have three different colors. I was using the midnight blue with the leatherish looking trim. It's made out of recycled materials, 100% recycled materials, and it has that wonderful peak design. So if you're curious about it, I have a link to the catalog page in the show notes. You can just go over there, click. You can see the different styles and stuff. I found it super handy, super nimble. I'm really glad that I got my hands on one, because now that I've used it for a while, I'm not giving it up. I love it. Okay, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. First of all, big thanks to our Inner Circle members. These are the folks that support this community month in and month out. Thank you so much. They're also a great bunch online. They are fun online, actually. You know, for instance, you know, not only when we do the polls, because you know, I'm mentioning that because we just did one, not only do they, you know, vote on the poll, right? But they comment too. So suddenly the poll comes much more to life, because not only do you have the numbers, which are good to report and calculate and all that stuff, but you actually have the comments behind those numbers. That's the kind of folks they are. I just love having this group that I can hang out with. And if you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Go to our site, take a look, and hopefully you will join us as well. And a big thanks to our Inner Circle members. They really keep this boat afloat. I want to mention that I just published my 40th article on Medium.com. Medium.com. I have a link to it in the show notes if you want to go to my author page, or you can just go to Medium.com and search on Derek Story. You know, a lot of folks in my audience there, that audience, by the way, has grown to more than 1,000, they come from our community here because, you know, they like hearing a little something different than I put on the blog posts or maybe talk about on the podcasts. Interested in that sort of stuff, go over, take a look, and hopefully you will follow as well. I haven't talked about the donation kit for the carefree shipping of found film cameras. If you have a film camera banging around the house, stuffed in a sock drawer, hidden in a closet, you know, all those places, or you've inherited one that you don't know what to do with, guess what? Go to thenimblephotographer.com. Click on the contact form and let me know what you have. I can refurbish this film camera most of the time. I have a very high batting average. Clean it all up, get it working, and then put it in the film camera shop and get it into the hands of someone that loves it, that would absolutely love it. And then it also helps support this podcast. I have a link in the show notes that'll take you directly over to the contact form. Again, if you have a film camera, you don't know what to do with it, I will take good care of it. I will nurse it back to life, and I'll get it in the hands of someone who will love it. And big thanks to everyone who has donated to that cause. And finally, I got to tip my hat to our friends at Red River Paper. They are the longest running sponsor of this podcast. They are the folks that make so many beautiful types of paper in all the different sizes. I can't imagine you not finding a size that you need on Red River Paper's site. They also have ink, they have tutorials, they have reviews of printers. I mean, they have a lot of stuff there. If it's time for you to start printing, and I think any time is a good time to print, that's just my motto right there. It's Tuesday, that's a great day to print. Click on the tile that's on all the pages of the digital story, that Red River Paper tile. Click on it, go over there to our landing page, nose around the site, get your hands on some paper. Before you know it, the holidays are going to be upon you. If you have already printed some things, you are going to be well ahead of the game when the holidays come around. I'm just telling you now, now's the time to do it before there's a time crunch. Red River Paper is the place to get your supplies. They also have a terrific Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. And a big thanks to them for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm working on some terrific things for next week. Make sure you come back and join me then. Until then, be safe, be creative. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.